Sir, this is a great lesson which no university taught me, no book taught me, but that one person, that institution taught me such a big lesson. So I thought of sharing with you.
How to manage success, most importantly, the failure.
I have repeated a number of times, I don't mind repeating that one incident. That incident for me is a university education. I have not read anywhere. I have so far, I have gone around the orbit 71 times around the sun. I have not gone through any education, such a beautiful education I got in 1979-1980 period. I thought of sharing with you on this occasion. It is like this, 1979, August 17th, we were ready for launch of a satellite launch vehicle with 44 subsystems and thousands of components. It was built in Vikram Sarabhai Space Center, and at that time, Professor Satish Dhawan was the chairman of Atomic Energy Space Commission, and he is also Space Center. And he gave me the task in 1973 to build a satellite launch vehicle, to put a satellite in the orbit. 1973, he gave me this task. In 79, we were ready. Thousands of engineers, 10,000 of workers and staff, they all worked together. Then we moved the satellite launch vehicle from Vikram Sarabhai Space Center to the now Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota. So the launch vehicle was in the launch pad, and that day, 17th August 1979, and I am the mission director, project director, and we're all in the control center, and computer takes over. Of T-minus 8 minutes, computer will take over, because very difficult for me as a mission director to check hundreds of parameters. So it has to be checked. Computer, we hand over the whole launch of the rocket system to the computer. So when T-minus 8 minutes came, I handed over to the computer for the launch on 17th August 1979. And thousands of people are waiting for the launch mission centers, and they are working throughout the country and some downrange stations. Exactly at T-minus 8 minutes, computer took over. And then at T-minus 4 minutes, computer put a hold. It says, don't launch. So we were all, because at that time, the whole rocket system alive, and every explosive system, propellant system, electronic system, all are on, ready to launch. Computer says, don't launch. At T-minus 4 minutes, then immediately a computer printout comes out. There's some problem in the second stage control system. There's a leakage, so you don't launch. Behind me, there are number of experts, 6-7 experts, my expert 10 years, 20 years experienced people. I turn to them, and they are in their computers to find out what happened, and they tell me within a minute, they say there's a problem in the second stage control system, and we cannot launch, computer says, but we believe as experts, the igniter, that is oxidizer, is sufficiently more there. Even though there's a leakage in system, you can launch. They asked me to launch. That is, I can say to the computer, to shut off the computer, I can manually launch the rocket system. I discussed with my experts, I believed in them, I agreed with them, I'm responsible for it. I immediately put the rocket in the manual mode. So rocket took off, 100 seconds, beautiful launch, and the rocket first stage did its job. It's a 4-stage rocket system. Then the second stage took off. Within a minute, within a second, it got into spin. That means it should be steady. It's a controlled rocket system by a guidance system. But it was going to the spin. I knew I lost the rocket system. Within few seconds, instead of putting the satellite in the orbit, the whole system went to Bay of Bengal. So it was a failure. And then how do you handle a failure? It's very important for entrepreneurs. Life is not so simple. We have to handle the failures with stout heart. My chairman, that is the Professor Satish Dhawan, exactly at 6:30, I was very tired of continuously working. You come to my room, you join me for a press conference. On that day, press call in the morning, there's a press conference. Hundreds of press reporters, media people have assembled. Just Professor Thavan told me, Satish Thavan told me, I am going to handle the press conference. You are going to come with me. He took me there. And there was a press, the national press, international press. They asked a lot of questions. How can you put 20 crores in Bay of Bengal, one guy asked. And like that, so many serious questions. After all, people will ask questions, the people's money. So like that, number of questions were there. And Professor Satish Thavan said, yes, it's a failure. First time we have launched, we have gained a lot of system, and definitely we will succeed. I will give all the support to my technologies. I'll give all the support to my scientists. We will succeed in a year's time, he said. Friends, did you observe what happened there? I am the mission director. I am the project director. I have failed the missions. With me, 5,000 people have worked. But chairman, Indian Space Research Organization, he took the responsibility of the failure. He completely switched my failure to his failure. This is the leadership quality. Exactly after 1 year, that is 18th July 1980, we go to the launch pad and the countdown starts. T-minus 8 minutes, I hand over to the computer. Computer checks out. First stage, it initiates the rocket system. First stage gives the required velocity. Second stage gives the required velocity. Third stage gives the required velocity. And fourth stage required the escape velocity for to put the satellite in the orbit. I am seeing in front of me what is the performance taking place. I took the microscope, I put the mic, I announced all the station. Here is your mission director. The satellite is in the orbit and we congratulate you, I told them. Now that's not the important, that's one of the important things happened. But after 30 minutes, Vikram Satish Thavan called me. Go for press conference, you conduct the press conference, he said. Can you see the significance? Failure he took it, success he gave me to my team. This is a great lesson. It's a great lesson. This is a great lesson which no university taught me, no book taught me, but that one person, that institution taught me such a big lesson. So I thought of sharing.